Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Just Roll With It. Today we're joined by Steve and Yvonne, and we're going to be playing Behind the Magic, a mockumentary. Why did I close it?
A fantasy mockumentary game.
There we go. Which leads us into, well, my first question is, Yvonne and Steve, what are your pronouns?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I'm Steve, and I go by he, him.
I'm Yvonne, and I go by she, her.
Awesome. I'm Peter. I've said it before, but I go by he, they.
Corey, she, they, occasionally fey.
And then, yeah, me, Kelsey, and just she, her.
Awesome. So, Yvonne, we've asked Steve this before, but what got you into role-playing games?
Honestly, mostly Steve. I was doing a lot of improv when we first started dating, and he was like, oh, she's a nerd who likes improv. Now's my chance. And now we have a D&D game we've been running for, what, 6 years now?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
Nice. So, yeah. Mostly through him.
Improv is that thing where it's like LARPing without rules, right?
There are rules. It's just LARPing with normies, I guess.
Sorry, yeah, LARPing with normies with more freeform rules, I guess would be the
correct thing to say. Definitely, that's how I would describe it.
Right.
And then you put on shows that you make people go to, they hate it. It's not, yeah, and whatever.
Oh, so it's LARPing for the public audience. Got it.
Yeah, LARPing with for normies, also for attention.
Got it.
So it's right up Peter's alley.
Exactly.
You should try it.
I mean, funny story. That is also kind of how Peter got me here.
He tricked you.
Because I was a theater kid. And then Peter was like, you need friends. And also, you said you miss theater. So, come hang out with me.
Starting off with "you need friends" is so savage.
I love that. No, ice cold.
I don't think he actually said it until later, but it was there was the vibe of like you need to talk to people. It aren't me and your roommate.
Sounds like so much work.
I mean, it's not yeah, right.
So much work.
Who's got the time?
Right.
All right. So being drama kids. being the theater kids you are, what's your favorite, like,
well,
sorry, theater grandma you are.
I was going to say more, I was more jock than theater kid, but I see your point. Ancient. These are ancient terms.
Yeah, the ancient, the terms of old.
Yeah.
Do not what's cite your... the old magics to me.
I was there when they were written. What's your favorite, like, reality show or, like, mockumentary show?
Oh, okay. So I was thinking about this once I, like, read through all the rules. And my favorite is actually a movie mockumentary. And it's Drop Dead Gorgeous. Have you guys seen that movie? With Kirsten Dunst, Denise Richards. It's like a cult classic-y movie about following a Midwestern beauty pageant with extremely low stakes, but then suddenly very high stakes.
I don't think I've watched it, but I think I've heard of it.
Oh my god, it's a delight.
I think I've seen gifs of it.
Everybody, you know, talks with the accent. It's a delightful movie. If you can find it, it's so good. Yeah, no, 100% recommend. But then obviously, like, during university, watching The Office all the time, that kind of stuff.
All right. Yeah, no, I actually was binging Modern Family leading up to this, because I was like, I want to get in the mood for, like, the confessionals and everything, get a better understanding of the genre leading up to this, just so I can have it in my mind.
I feel like I need to set a camera so that I can, like, turn and look to it to get, like, the right, like, attitude. You know what I mean? Like, I have a webcam that's not plugged in. It's just set up so I can turn to look at it and be like, oh my God.
Do they, so do they add to the mouth silence?
Really, these nerds.
Yeah.
yeah, no, and I figured watching the episode of Center World, Johnny T Times P-Best competition for a week straight was not good for my sanity.
Probably great for the content, though.
Oh, I mean, probably great for content, but I would be making the same joke just too many times.
But it is a good joke.
It is a good joke.
So I'm not mad about it if it does happen. Mm-hmm. If we do have Zulius the Bard.
Steve, what about you? What's your favorite in that stream of show or movie?
Yeah, I was thinking about Modern Family a lot over the past this past week or so, and there are some great episodes that I'm probably going to go and rewatch once we're done recording. But I was also wanted to highlight the Community episode where they do a documentary, but they film a documentary without anyone's consent, but they're kind of showing it as the documentary is being filmed. It's very meta, and it's also one of my favorite Community episodes. So
the one where he's filming the documentary of the move of the ad.
Oh, so there's that one, but there's also one where Pierce Hawthorne is in the hospital.
Right, that one.
And Abed has decided to make a documentary all about it, complete with talking head scenes and everything. And everyone's just annoyed by it.
Everybody's just like, why are you doing this? Our friend is dying. He's just like, because Pierce asked me to do it.
Yep.
And also, this is my shining moment. I can't say no.
And then it has like the heart of the episode, of course, where like revelations are made by the end of it. And the documentary format actually does capture some weird stuff that wouldn't otherwise have been captured. And then the cast has it all. And oh, it's wonderful. Very meta, very Community. Yeah.
There was also the mockumentary episode when they did the Western episode.
Yes.
With the pillow fort and the blanket fort.
Yeah, yeah. That one is really, really fun too. That like the phone calls that are captured and like doing the recordings and they're putting up like splash screens so there's something visual on this. Yeah, perfect.
Mm. Yeah. No, Community is so good. All right. Corey and Kelsey, what about you two?
Oh, geez. This is not an area that I have a lot of experience in. I never really watched The Office or Modern Family or anything like that. So what's coming to mind is Total Drama Island.
Yes. Yeah. Which
we recently watched almost all of.
We still have a few seasons to go.
Yeah, we do. That episode of Leverage, where they're at the greeting card company, and it's also a documentary is being made. That was just absolutely brilliant. And I still need to watch that episode of Game Changers on Dropout. GIFs of them doing the Survivor thing. Oh. And I see TikToks of it, and it seems like it's going to be a blast. So either a friend of mine needs to do a watch party real soon, or I'm going to be getting Dropout.
That's been me so much. Because I've also been watching like a whole bunch of like Game Changers stuff, and I've just been like, don't do it. Don't do it. You have like 10 subscription services. You're paying for cable at this point. Don't do
right?
it.
Right?
Yeah,
it's fucking close. It's gonna be any goddamn day.
Same.
But he has an immunity idol. You have to figure out what happens.
I need it so bad. One of our friend group has to have it.
Oh my god! Can we have an immunity idol in our game? Like it's just like a thing that we like find.
We just like throw it at the at the villain, and it's like I have immunity, and the boss is just like, "What is going on?
I'm afraid you can't kill me now. I have the immunity idol."
Are we voting people out of the adventuring party? Is that how this works?
I don't know.
I hope not. I feel like not splitting the party.
I don't know when voting happens, but I know who I'm voting out when it's time.
Like, God.
I'm in danger.
What do you mean there's no voting segment?
We've already made a don't sweat the party joke. Go us.
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, what about you?
I have also not watched very many mockumentary things. I've seen like a handful of episodes of Modern Family or The Office, but I don't know. I just kind of missed that boat in general.
Drama for you.
Yeah, so total drama and that episode of Leverage. But for me, it was a much more really trashy reality TV.
Mm.
Like, I used to watch a lot of America's Next Top Model,
ooh,
a lot of, like, American Idol. Before, at Christmas time this year, I watched this ridiculous Christmas dating reality show.
Or, like, Chopped or those kinds of shows, too.
Yeah.
Did you do Jersey Shore?
I did not.
The ultimate of trash TV.
Yes.
If you're looking for the peak trash. Actually, oh, yeah. Housewives is up there.
Yes, it is. Or like anything on TLC, which is all terrible, and yet I can't look away.
The train wreck.
Did you ever watch the reality show Beauty and the Geek?
No, but I saw ads.
Yeah.
That was on the CW, wasn't it?
So I watched this as part of my like weekly ritual with the like other college kids on my floor, and it was a ride. I don't think any of us truly enjoyed it or got any value from it.
I don't get any value from any reality show I watch. It's just brain candy.
Yeah. But the thing I will always remember is that they're like, okay, concept of the show. There are beauties and there are geeks. There you go. The geeks all have like their taglines like, I'm an accountant. I'm an industrial engineer. One poor guy's description is just nerd. And I'm like, you poor guy. Like, did they even talk to you before the show started?
They just pulled him off the street. They were like, you look dorky.
You look you with the Dungeons & Dragons shirt. Come here.
we on TV?
We heard you say bazinga in casual conversation. You should be on our show.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the criteria for CW's idea of a nerd, isn't it?
Right.
Probably.
Taped up glasses in the middle.
They really just broke his glasses 5 minutes before shooting. Yeah.
They have
taken a makeup.
The wardrobe department just has a supply of expertly broken glasses.
Expertly. Artisanal.
Yeah.
They brought in a expert nerd puncher to come in and break all the glasses.
To have that job.
Steve, look out.
Wow. Harsh.
We hired a bully, so watch yourself, nerds. We'll shove you on the locker if you don't behave.
I love how Steve brought up this chair and we're all just dragging him.
Just like dunking on me. Great. Love this.
Sorry.
Steve turns to the camera. You know what? I was the one who brought up this show, and yet they treat me like this.
I'm totally going to vote all of them.
There's no voting.
That's going to be a running gag now.
You don't want voting yet.
I was going to say, I was like, there's good, now there's guaranteed to be at least some voting.
Yeah. Like after you finish the villain just like comes back up and is like, all right, so who are you voting off of the team?
One of you's got to go. Sorry.
You threw your immunity idol at me, so you've lost it now.
What if I just go find it again? Did you break it?
The bad guy's just Chris from Total Drama.
Yep. That would track, honestly.
Oh gosh. Well, creating the villain is part of the game, so how about we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Alright. This is going to be a fun and silly game set in a generic fantasy world. So let's go around now and share our favorite fantasy story or game. Weirdly enough, even though I haven't read it in a while, the one that keeps sticking out to me is Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
I want to ride a dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Riding dragons, falling in love, casting spells while being a stupid teenager who doesn't understand that words have impact.
Yeah. He was just terrible to his brother. Oh, God.
I have actually not read Aragorn.
I mean, nothing. There are no siblings.
It's fine. If I haven't read it yet, it's gonna... I don't know.
It's an interesting book. It's very clear the author was like 17 when he wrote it.
I'm going to just go ahead and say Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I was going to say I will be that kind of generic nerd and just say Middle Earth.
I do love me some Lord of the Rings. Like, same. Really my, like, gateway into, like, high fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, watching those movies when I was, like, in grade school.
Yeah, my mom reading The Hobbit was that for me.
Yeah. Oh.
Also, I loved the Chronicles of Narnia when I was little.
Yeah, Narnia.
I'm going to go with, I know it's not fantasy per se, but we just rewatched A Knight's Tale. And there's definitely some energy from The Knight's Tale that will be channeled through me. I just think there's a lot of stuff going on there that I just love.
Oh, yeah. A Knight's Tale totally counts. I'm not really a sword and sorcery kind of person anymore. So, like, I'm trying not to think of something that's not urban fantasy.
King Killer, maybe? Because I know we've read that one.
Yeah. Die.
Die.
Is way darker than this is, but I love that. The Tortal books by Tamar Pierce were a huge influence on my life.
After Steve mentioned Knight's Tale, I want to change my answer to Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes,
that's a really good one. Yeah,
that's the energy we want today.
Oh no, I'm not gonna survive this.
No, you'll just get arrested at the end.
Oh great!
No, Kelsey, you're assuming like Monty Python in large quantities.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Super fair.
Yeah. I enjoy their skits, but I appreciate the Holy Grail, but I cannot sit down and watch it.
Bring out your dead.
Okay, so I can watch Holy Grail in individual scenes, but I cannot watch the entirety of it all at once.
When the intermission hits, you're like, okay, we're saving the rest for tomorrow.
All right, we found one night. Pause. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yes, you do. So I won't then, I guess, do my Eric Idle woman voice for my character. I said I wouldn't do it. Why is there quiet?
Because now I'm trying to figure out a way to do it.
Oh, no.
If you give Peter an idea, they're gonna run with it.
I think you'll find that I am quite resistant to peer pressure. I have not once been tempted to try espresso and orange juice, no matter how many times. It's a good idea.
I'm a huge sucker for peer pressure. I can't watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory without my sweet tooth activating. And I don't even like sweets. And
too easily influenced.
I just can't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh dear, Peter.
I just know how that'll end.
The ultimate danger.
Damn.
Just me, just being like, I'm curious. Just a little curious.
I could probably find somebody who sells that stuff, right? Right.
I'm positive if I don't know somebody, I know somebody who does know somebody.
Wow.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm concerned.
Me too.
Oh, Terry Pratchett.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really, really good one.
That feels like exactly the tone that we're looking for right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something like
in here.
Like Stardust.
Ooh.
Oh, I like Stardust too.
I love Stardust.
Actually, that's a movie I keep trying to get Steve to watch, and then we just are never in the right mood for it.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. It's also the book is also really good.
Yeah, the book's a delight.
Our plot focuses on a heroic quest. Our adventurers are out to save the world. Let's define that quest now, including our central villain. Pick from the following list or come up with your own. Tournament arc.
No!
An evil villain from Kingdom of the World by taking part in
it. I will just leave.
That's actually the only option you hear. It's so weird.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm seeing too.
Yep. It's been a good run.
Thank you for tuning in, folks.
Yeah, we appreciate you. All your support. We're over.
All right, all right. An evil necromancer is raising an army of the dead. They must be stopped. A greedy dragon has kidnapped our ruler and taken them to a rival kingdom. Go rescue them. An evil wizard is gathering artifacts that will elevate them into a deity. Stop them! A powerful demon has opened a portal to the underworld. Defeat them and seal them. Now, hold on. Now, that one is...
What if we wanted to conquer the underworld instead, though?
That's also a Yu Yu Hakusho arc.
You're not wrong.
You've described two different Yu Yu Hakusho arcs.
What we're saying is the name of this podcast is Yu Yu Hakusho.
I think we might get a copyright strike for that.
Fine. YYH. Whatever.
And a charismatic bandit is redistributing wealth from the poor. From the rich to the poor.
I don't think that's Capture a villain, them. Peter. I don't think that's a villain.
That one I'm actually reading verbatim.
Yeah, I know.
You are, but yeah, I...
If we choose that one, I guarantee half the party is going to be with them by the end of it.
Yep.
Which is really the only reason I would choose this one.
Yeah, I mean, that would work.
It would work.
I think it would be pretty funny.
After
go ahead.
Robin Hood.
And then join Robin Hood.
Yeah, I'm down to that.
Who would play the charismatic bandit, though? Would we all play that towards the end? How does that work?
I'm pretty sure.
We don't even do the final battle, do we? If I remember reading this thing correctly.
One of us takes over. If there's a scene with that character, then one of us takes on that character.
Mm.
We play the minions or whatever.
There's at least one scene where we play the villain.
Okay. Okay, then yeah, I'm good with that one. And then we end before
we determine if we succeed or fail.
I'm also down for Evil Wizard. Just because I feel like we all have a good Evil Wizard voice in us.
And mine's just Skeletor, I'll be completely honest.
I was going to say, I want to hear everyone's Skeletor voice.
I don't think I can do a good Skeletor voice.
That's the fun part. The worse your Skeletor, the better it is. It's like Bane. If you do a bad Bane, it's actually a good Bane.
Oh, or we could do a Bane evil wizard.
A bodybuilder wizard who casts fist.
I'm into that.
I only have one job, and it is to destroy the bat.
Peter, what if it was a sportsmaster evil wizard?
Oh my god, can it be a sportsmaster evil wizard? Can we have sportsmaster as our villain?
You seem very into this, and yeah, I'm also very into this.
You're very excited.
Why sportsmaster, can I ask?
Because Peter and I watched Stargirl over Christmas, and he's a giant dork.
Oh, okay. So not like Young Justice.
No, like Stargirl Sportsmaster.
He's just a proud dad who wants his daughters to succeed, no matter how many gym teachers he has to dispose of.
And wants to whip his nerdy superhero neighbor into shape.
Attacks
people with golf balls.
I'm getting some Kite Man vibes from this. From Harley Quinn.
Oh my God, you're not wrong.
So hold on. Is our evil wizard just the worst, the campiest superhero villain just put together?
I think we put it to a vote in terms of how competent they are, and I think we can all say I mean we should do the vote, but I vote for incompetent.
Towards the minus one.
Yeah. I'm good with that. I'm good with wizard and bandit. I'm both equally enthused by these.
Same.
All right. So the condiment using kite wearing sports master.
Mm-hmm. No condiment, man. I can't handle that. I don't want my robes to smell like mustard, Peter.
It'll smell like horseradish.
No. Kite man, I can handle. I can handle some hell yeah. Thumbs up at the camera, but
fuck yeah, kite man.
Yeah.
But no stains.
Yeah, right. No, that's on. Just
we don't have OxyClean in this fantasy world.
Prestidigitationally does so much.
The smell lingers.
All right. I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
All right, evil camp wizard. Let's go for it.
Sure.
All right. This quest will take our heroes across the realm, and each of our three acts will take place in a different setting, which we will create using the following table. As a group, create a sentence by combining the description with either a nature or civilization. For example, the haunted forest. Pick three sentences, one for each act. This corresponds to the following questions. Where does our adventure start? Where must our heroes pass through? Where will the climax take place? Once you've chosen your setting, write them down on the Our Adventure sheet, then place that sheet where everyone can see it.
I'm kind of feeling, because we're channeling so much like office kind of stuff, I would like to start where we're more or less comfortable. Like, there's no real risk. So, like, Haunted Forest, don't want to start there, per se. Though I would potentially be okay with, like, Haunted Metropolis.
That gives me Blades vibes. Yeah, now I'm feeling like the village or the town where we all got recruited for this thing as our first location.
So there is like a farmlands.
Do we want to be like from like the big city, or do we want to be like open docks?
I mean, this is our big break, right? It could definitely be Metropolis. We all, or at least my character's feeling like, went there to fulfill their dreams.
All right, Superman.
That's so hopeful.
I don't know if it's Superman. But
I'm done with Metropolis.
So, yeah. Okay, so what is our descriptor?
Bandit filled is hilarious for Metropolis.
Bandit filled. I think Bandit filled should be the.
It's the bad. Should be the last one.
I think Bandit filled should be the last one, just because, like, if we're leaning into the evil camp wizard, like, we end up in Gotham City. As simple as that.
Okay.
So we end up in the Bandit filled Metropolis, but we start in maybe the Enchanted Kingdom.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get there, what do we want to? What kind of area do we want to cross? Like that? Like a swamp of eternal stench kind of vibe, or like a desert?
Forest is a classic.
Fire swamp.
Yeah. The Mines of Moria.
throw some ROUSs in here.
Yeah.
I actually don't think those exist.
Those exist. Yeah.
God, where's my rat? I need to get a stuffed rat just to throw up people when they make that joke at me.
We could always go right to the underworld. Act two, go to the underworld.
The only way to get there is to go through.
And not the metaphorical underworld either. Like,
it's the physical underworld. Like,
the actual underworld.
Yep.
Trade routes, we don't know her.
Yeah. So how do we want to describe the underworld? Might be fun if it was, okay, well, haunted is goes without saying.
Labyrinthine.
Ooh, labyrinthine.
I like that. Labyrinth the underworld. That's spooky. I like it for an act two.
All right.
We're gonna have a fun time making that kind of silly and fun, I think.
It's just gonna be Hades with all the, with like extra camp.
Oh gosh, could we get campier than, we probably can get campier than Hades now that I think about it.
Probably.
I'm also thinking Hades, like a little bit of like The Good Place. Like, that's very campy, funny underworld.
I was thinking like Punderworld.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Just awkward bureaucrat Hades.
Who's singing to let us go? It's not me.
The bard. That's what the bard's for.
Yeah.
Oh right. Of course, we have a bard along.
Yeah.
We also have an immunity idol, so.
Yeah, that too. We have the immunity
idol. Mr. Hades,
idol.
We have immunity?
You have to let us out?
I guess you don't have to put out your torch this night.
Sorry. All I'm thinking of is that TikTok where it's like, I've slain the mighty beast. It's like, You killed my dog?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, no. No killing Cerberus allowed. Cerberus is a good boy and does not deserve that.
Spot wasn't hurting anyone.
Why would you do that? He did nothing.
Clifford didn't hurt anyone.
Poor baby.
And now Persephone's going to destroy you for hurting your dog.
And we all support
her. We're going to let you go because you're still alive and you don't belong in the underworld. But now, we're just going to make you dead.
Yep.
You would deserve it.
All right. Sounds like we got it.
Yeah.
All right. Character creation. Part we've all been waiting for.
Oh, God.
Now that we've established our quest and setting, we're going to make our characters and get to know them through our first confessional. Each player will have one hero they'll play throughout the game. We'll also share the road with Bard, who is along to document the adventure. In some scenes, we might take on the role of minor characters who inhabit the land. Build a character concept that includes a flaw and an archetype, for example, a cowardly thief. Pick now from the character options handout or come up with your own. Announce your choices to the group, as well as your character's pronouns. It's okay if you have multiple characters with the same archetype, but it's generally good to have diversity. You can choose to call your character by their archetype or to give them names. There are example names in the handout. If you have name tags, each player should write their character's flaw, archetype, pronouns, and optional name on a name tag and wear it. Here are some important things to know about all of our characters. You are committed to the quest from the start of the story. You start together, though you may not know each other. You cannot quit the quest until the very end, though you can threaten to run away. I think that also includes voting people off, unfortunately.
We can threaten to vote each other off, though.
We can threaten to vote each other off. All right. A bard has been tasked with documenting this adventure. They'll be following the heroes and interviewing them through reality TV-style confessionals. The bard is not the star of this story. They are just here to shine a spotlight on our heroes. They will probably only be present during the confessionals when we'll take turns playing as them. We'll get to know our characters by doing our first confessional. Pick up a copy of the confessional questions, pick one player to go first, and have them sit in the confessional chair. Have another player be the bard and ask the following questions. We'll keep that a secret until we get to asking the questions. As the hero, keep your answers on the short side and remember to overshare. As the bard, feel free to ask clarifying questions, but keep the attention on the hero. Once you have your answers, thank the character. Then the person who just played the bard should sit in the hot seat and play through their character's confessional. Another player should step up to play the bard for them. Keep rotating through confessionals until everyone has had a turn as both bard and interviewee.
Nice.
Alright, so, who wants to go first?
So I want to start by saying that I think overconfident as a flaw is a typo in this book, and I disagree.
All right, so we know
I think Steve's my character's going to be overconfident.
So Steve and his character share a flaw.
You know what? Yeah, lock that in.
Do we want to do names?
Oh, no. Is this going to be archetypes?
Yeah, what's your archetype? Well, we can have both.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards either noble diplomat, and I'm thinking I could play like someone who's running for mayor, and this is like a PR stunt. Or I could play a barbarian, but I would flip the trope of like Conan on its head and be like very cognizant of like social issues and things like that, where I'm just like very much like social justice barbarian.
I love both of those so much.
Yeah. But, like, literally, you could just be, like, a social justice warrior.
Right, right.
Like, it's an actual
But why just fight it when you can also be mad about it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, true. Get in a rage.
Look, we already had the pins. We already had the prints and t-shirts printed, so we're stuck with social justice barbarian.
Okay.
Sorry, now I want to get that t-shirt. Where it's just like, sorry, we already had the t-shirt printed. Social justice barbarian.
Do we have to make that a t-shirt now?
I think we do.
I will write it down.
Nice. But yeah, let me mull on that, and also I might like change my mind based on other people's what their character is, and I might have thoughts of what fits better.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine being the first character. If somebody else would like to be the bard, or be the bard if somebody else would like to be the first character.
Do we want to go through and like pick at least our flaws and archetypes first, so we know we're not stepping on anyone's toes, or we at least have a more balanced party?
Sure. I was thinking naive seer.
Okay.
And just being like, but my name is pronounceable to most people, so I just go by Mothman.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
No. It's a cryptid. I'm allowed to. It's not copyrighted. It's public domain. I don't need to change shit.
I don't think that's what we were reacting to.
I'm just explaining and justifying why I can't.
It is not a question of can. It is a question of should.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to copy off my own paper and go for attention-seeking sorcerer.
I want to be a high-stress wizard.
I knew you were going to pick high-stress. In my heart of hearts, I was like, you're picking high-stress, aren't you?
Okay. Well, if you're going to be overconfident, I might as well be high stress.
Fair. I see what happened here.
If Corey's copying off their own paper, do I just copy off my own as well?
Sure.
Look, I have a type, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
I know you do. I'm saying I am the same way.
I won't make you apologize if you do it.
The egotistical rogue, right? That's what you're thinking.
No. No. What did you take for your flaw, Peter?
Naive.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Timid Ranger. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to go overconfident barbarian. Social justice barbarian. So,
yeah, say the whole thing.
Amazing.
All right.
So. And are we naming people?
Yeah, my name's going to be Northby. With an I.
And sorry, you're a high stress, what archetype?
Wizard.
Gotcha. My barbarian's name's going to be Bigus Stevus.
Okay, so Steve, also copying off his own homework.
You can copy it, but just change it so it doesn't look like I copied.
You basically just changed the last three letters of the name.
But I did it twice.
It's enough to be obfuscating, I swear.
God, I guess on that note, I meant to say this in the introductions, but congratulations, Steve, on being the first repeat guest here.
Am I your first repeat guest? This is great. Yeah.
I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Given what Steve has put us through as well, I think it's a mutual thing.
Yeah. There was a lot in that Firebrands game.
Got dicey.
Can I change my answer on my name?
Sure. Absolutely.
I want to be named Bane.
Yes. Wow.
What?
No, it's great. I will be Sapphire. Oh, we should also go around and give pronouns for our characters.
Oh, yeah.
Sapphire is
they, them. For Mothman.
He, they for biggest Stevis.
Oh, God. Oh. Ah, names.
You're not going to just keep copying off your own homework?
What can I copy that isn't just Thea?
That, exactly.
Yeah, I probably am. I'm just trying to think of a way to change the name.
If you're looking for some help, changing the last three letters works great for a lot of people.
That's what I've heard. My name is Theseus. Theseus?
Theseus, right? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess if I really wanted to, I could just use Thea.
Yeah, nobody listening knows that.
Nobody will judge you.
Probably. No.
Maybe.
Just do what Corey did with the Scum and Villainy version and change one letter. Change the Y to a Y or something.
Amazing.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with Thea. And she, her.
Yvonne, we didn't get Bane's pronouns.
Oh, Bane's pronouns are she, her.
All right. And Yvonne, for you specifically, I'm obliged to ask, what's Bane's height?
So, you know what? I'm going to leave it to you to assign it.
Oh, no, you don't want me to do that.
Bane is average height because Bane is slouching all the time. But Bane is actually taller than you anticipate.
Okay. All right. So who wants to go first as the bard, and who wants to go first as the character?
I can go. Why not? Oh, can I get, what are we calling this mockumentary?
Titles are hard.
I know. We can have a working title. Wizard Quest.
I'm here for it.
There is a, in my home state, there is a roadside attraction kind of place, like one of those, God, I can't even think of the word exactly. Like, tourist traps, that's the word. Called Wizard Quest. And you have to go in and collect all four elemental fairies, to go talk to the wizard, and then you just get into the gift shop. So I am absolutely here for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I like it. We probably started at a Wizard Quest type place in the Enchanted Kingdom.
Congratulations, you five were the first people out of the escape room. So here's your prize.
You have to go on a mission.
Idiots. Are we gonna, we're gonna have to title these episodes like mockumentary puns.
Yeah.
We'll like the Underworld Office or something.
Modern Fiasco.
No, it's fine. We just do it like the one with the...
That's whatever. Friends, not a mockumentary.
Was Friends not a mockumentary?
Does whatever.
Isn't that Always Sunny?
I don't see your point.
Fair enough.
I will be the first bard if somebody wants to, if Bane wants to be the first interviewee.
Oh, I thought I was being the first bard. Oh. That's why I was asking. Well. That's why I was asking the name of the documentary, Wizard Quest.
Well, then I will be the first character you interview.
Oh my god. Okay. Are you ready? Steve, are you back? Are you ready to get into this? No, he's not back. All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
I'm as ready as I'm gonna be.
Okay. And we decided on Zulius energy, right? For this bard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm very excited for this.
All right, confessional questions. I got it up. I got it ready. Welcome. And kind adventurer, can I ask for your name, pronouns, and your special skills?
Of course you can, dear bard. My name is Sapphire. I'm a sorcerer, they, she. And I'm just the best at magic, honestly.
The best? Oh, the best. Well, aren't we lucky?
I know, right? This is why my agent booked this gig for me, because she knew that you'd need someone as talented as me for this.
Well, you know what? You're great on camera. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Thank you so much.
What do you look like for the people who are not currently seeing the video?
Well, I am a tiefling, of course. Curled ram's horns, dark blue skin, silver eyes. I am wearing a lovely gown my friend made for me. And I've got a staff.
Ooh, where'd you get the staff? Does it have sentimental value?
It does, actually. It's a family heirloom.
Ooh. And who gave it to you?
My mother. Before I came to the big city, she knew I just had the biggest hopes and dreams, and she knew that this would help me along my way.
Oh my God, well, you're making her proud today.
I know. Mom, if you're there, hi!
And if you don't mind me asking, aside from obviously getting the hookup with your agent, why did you join this quest?
Oh, well, if there's an evil wizard that needs to be put down, I think I'm certainly qualified to help with that. And we have to save all of those people in that poor, goth city, was it?
Yes. Goth yes. Amp City. Yes.
Yes. Oh, those poor people underneath the plague of that wizard. I can only imagine the pain that they're in right now. And I needed to be able to help them.
So kind and so generous.
Thank you, dear.
If you manage to succeed, which I have no doubt that you will, what are you going to do with the cash payout?
Well, upgrade my current living situation, probably. And maybe see if I can't get my name out there for a few more interesting gigs.
Ooh, looking to move up in the world. Well, that is exciting stuff. Is there anything else you'd really like to share with the world here?
Just that I am so excited to be here and to help out all of those people again. The name is Sapphire, if you're ever looking for a tiefling for any of your productions. And he just gives, like, the biggest smile for the camera.
She is, and they is great on camera.
Thank you, dear.
All right, I think that's it.
Well played.
Those are the questions.
All right, what page are the bard questions on?
They are on page 10.
10, perfect, okay.
Also, I think I need to go last for the memes.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
All right, who wants to go next? Who am I barding it up for?
I can go next.
All right. Okay, so yeah, we cut to Biggest Stevis.
I love that you all have to say this. This makes me so happy.
Oh.
We could just call you BS.
Oh God, I wish we'd thought of that during Firebrands.
It would have fit too.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow.
I say this is the person who played the only character that seemed to be able to stand you. And even she hadn't had a patience occasionally.
All I'm saying is that I had a lot of fun.
It was great.
That's what matters.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's cut to Biggest Stevis here. Our interviewer comes over and... Well, Biggest Stevis, is it? Welcome to Wizard Quest. Are you excited?
Biggest Stevus thanks you. This is great to be here.
We're so happy to have you. And so for the people who are only receiving the scroll copy of our adventure, what do you look like?
Yeah, so Biggest Stevus has a great following and everything like that. But if you haven't seen my pictures up on, you know, various posters and things like that, well, I'm a big looking guy. I like to wear my furs, and my furs do come from locally sourced areas. I want to support those businesses. I think it's really, really important, you know. So although I understand the complexities of, you know, fur trade and the benefits of synthetic, I want to be mindful of where my goods come from. If you want, I could recommend to you a book that just goes through all of this.
I would love that. So conscientious.
Yeah, you know, I like to say as my motto, be conscientious.
An excellent motto. An excellent motto. And Biggest Stevus, what are your pronouns?
Yeah, Biggest Stevus goes by he and they.
Okay, perfect. So why are you here on this quest?
Well, you know, Biggest Stevus heard that this evil wizard was collecting up artifacts. But to be quite honest, that sounds like they might have done a colonialism. So I'm thinking that we need to figure out who these belong to and return them. These things don't belong in a museum. They belong with their owners. You feel, Biggest Stevus?
I do, Biggest Stevus. I do. So heartfelt. You're right. We need to put an end to this colonialism that they are doing. So if you and your party succeed, what will you do with the substantial reward?
Biggest Stevus is thinking that maybe I'll open up maybe a school or something so people can come and hear more about what Biggest Stevus is saying and has been doing as part of the activism that is so crucial to make sure we have that kind of change. But Biggest Stevus also recognizes that sometimes it's just a good to have a place where people can have tough conversations with one another.
That is so brave. So powerful. And do you have any prized possessions that you'll be bringing with you on this adventure?
Oh, Biggest Stevus is so happy you asked that. I'm bringing my axe. It's called the Beheader. And it's really, really good at just decapitating people.
Useful skill to have along.
Yeah. You know, I've been working on this, reading a lot of literature on it. And I think I'm ready just to show the world how good I am at murder.
Yeah, the bard nods. Of course. Well, we can't wait to see how just fantastic you are at the murder.
Oh, and you definitely will. Definitely will. I'm going to get going. I'm going to send a quick tweet. And, you know, you can follow me on that.
Make sure to use hashtag WizardQuest.
Beautiful.
All right.
I had to mute myself because I was dying.
Oh, this is ridiculous. God.
It's said to be silly, so I'm just like, okay, fine.
No, you're doing wonderful.
I fully snorted at the colonialism.
He might have done a colonialism. Like,
probably. Statistically.
I was like, probably.
I feel like this arc is going to get its own laugh reel.
So I believe I am now interviewing either Bane or Thea, since Peter has asked to go last.
I think it's me, because we did
Bane. No, so the way it... Yeah, because Bane is the last person to...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because
Bane... Oh, wait, no, right, we didn't do Bane yet, because...
because Yvonne did the interview first.
I'm Zulius.
Yes.
All right. So I'm putting on Bard hat, and I'm interviewing Thea?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So the yassification of Steve here, jumping characters. So you're here. This is great. Sit. Okay. Are you ready? Do you need water? Do you need a tea, a coffee? I can get some orange juice.
No, thank you. I'm all right.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. You just sit there. You look great. Lovely. I'm going to move that hair real quick. There you go. You look fantastic. So, Thea, could you maybe introduce yourself? What are your pronouns?
She, her.
Amazing. Amazing. Love to see it. So, for our audience that are just, you know, tuning in by Magic Mouth, what do you look like? Just so people have something in, like, you know, in their mind's eye.
Okay. Red hair.
Love it.
Usually braided. Gray eyes. Half elf. Usually dressed in some sort of greenery.
You know, like, I love that. Green is so good. It works for you. You're doing it.
Thank you.
Honestly, a little bit jealous. Anyways, want to push us forward here, Thea. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to know. I think everyone wants to know. Why did you join this quest?
I guess honest. Oh, God. Quick aside, Corey, are you okay if they're just best friends already?
I mean, sure. I can be the person who dragged you to the big city, because I needed to fulfill my dreams, and you were just like, well, I might as well come along to keep you out of trouble or whatever.
Okay. I figured we'd probably end up there somehow. I just wanted to make sure first.
Go for it.
Yep. Okay. Then, honestly, mostly because of Sapphire, she seemed really hell-bent on doing it, and someone needs to keep an eye on her.
Oh, is this like a Bessie situation, or is it like a more than Bessie situation? You know what I mean?
Bessie.
You don't have to answer it. Oh, okay. Bessie situation. I love it.
Her face is red as she says that.
Okay. We don't need to dig into that. At least, you know, keep in mind that we're here to do a little exploration, whatever that means. Anyways, mm-hmm. Wanted to know, you know, we're on a quest. If you succeed, obviously we're going to get paid. What are you going to do with your share?
I'm not actually sure just yet. I don't really know what to do with all that much money.
Maybe expand the wardrobe. Maybe, you know, try something that's not green for a little bit. Not that it doesn't work for you. I love it, but, you know.
That's definitely an option. Yes.
Okay. Lastly, people want to know, it's getting out there. We have the hashtag. What's the prize position? What are you bringing to this little fellowship of ours?
I guess my bow. It's very fancy for a bow, more fancy than almost anything I own, but it was a gift from my father, so.
Oh my God, I'm tearing up. This is so precious. Have you had this bow for your entire life?
Not my entire life, but for a while now.
Well, I certainly hope that whoever's tuning in understands that, you know, this bow means a lot, and hopefully we'll hear more about it in the coming days.
I'm sure you will.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. The green looks good on you. Trust me, it's working. I may have suggestions later on, but it's working for you right now.
Thanks.
And scene.
Oh, God, I can still do that voice after how many years?
The question is, what does the Yossification of Kelsey sound like now?
I have no idea, and I'm a little afraid to find out. It might sound like my MLM post, Peter.
Honestly, that's Pixelius, so, like...
Oh, God, that MLM joke was so painful, right, though?
Yes, girl. Get it.
Yes, girl.
I hate it here. Oh, I'm going to have to lean into the vocal fry.
I
want to
see the world.
Oh, God.
I worked hard to stop doing the vocal fry.
Gotta do it.
Give in. Give in to it.
God. Peter, are you up next here?
Yep, it's me now. Yeah, it's my turn to interrogate. No,
it's your turn to be interrogated.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you have to interrogate.
And then I interrogate Bane. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, hello. Do I just sit down or what?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Make yourself comfortable.
I just sit down and like, the wings flutter a little bit. There's like a cloud of powder behind me. Just like, okay, yes, I am seated now.
Okay, good. So, Mothman, is it?
It's actually... But I find that the human tongue has an easier time pronouncing Mothman, so I go by that, yes.
Yes, yes, it does. So, can you quickly give your pronouns and a little description of yourself for our wonderful audience?
Oh, yes, well, the human concept of gender has confused the Mothman for many years, so I just go by they, them. And as for what I look like, I suppose I look like a Mothman. Is that specific enough, or do I need to elaborate upon what a Mothman looks like?
I think elaborating would be a good idea here.
Oh, I am also brown.
Okay. moving on then, Mothman, why did you join this quest?
Well, I was walking through the big city, yes, the Enchanted Kingdom, and this person came up to me and was like, you look like you're made for camera, and I said, I don't know what that is. And they said to me, well, you should be on this show, Wizard Quest. And I said, I still don't know what this is. But they made me sign this paper, and here we are now. Could you tell me what Wizard Quest or TV is?
I think we can get into that later. Right now, I'm asking the questions and you're answering them.
that's what the other person said as well.
We'll get there. Okay. So, if you succeed on this quest and get all of that wonderful, wonderful reward money, what are you planning to do with it?
Oh, well, I've recently discovered this capitalism thing. It is quite confusing and difficult, but I've discovered that I can exchange gold for items. And so I would probably exchange gold for many items. I do not know of what type yet, but when I buy something, it makes me feel happy as if though I have just eaten a grubworm. And I would like more of that.
Very, very nice. Okay. Are you bringing anything special with you on this quest?
The Mothman is glad you asked. If you just, and I pull out this like jar with like a dozen lightning bugs inside of it, and I just like, yes. So, I have spent many years collecting these things. They float around inside of this jar, which I have punched holes in the top of to ensure that they breathe and stay alive, and they light up, and the Mothman. And I just, like, stare into the jar for a second. And then I just turn back to him and go, what was the question?
Are you bringing any prized possessions with you?
Oh, yes. My happy light jar.
Well, it is definitely very happy looking. Yep. That's a good name for it.
Yes. In fact, I suppose I could use gold to buy more things for the happy, happy light jar.
You probably could.
The Mothman must consider more lightning bugs for the happy, happy light jar. A bigger happy, happy light jar. And Mothman just looks like at peace.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Can I have a follow-up question?
Go for it. Do it.
Peter, I wasn't able to write down that name. Could you repeat that?
All right, give me a second. Give me a second.
Ooh, I think I heard a couple extra syllables there. So that's great. You know, I got to hear the full name, not the nickname.
Okay, Peter, your turn to.
Yeah, and then Mothman gets up and just like looks down at the chair and goes, "Oh, that seems to be covered in powder." And then I just walk off.
Okay.
All right, which makes it my turn to be the bard. Hey, girl. Hey, how are you?
Unsettled.
Oh, if why would you say that?
Because everything has been taken from me.
Well, this got really dark and grim really fast. So how about we just talk about who were you wearing? What is that? Like, where did you get that?
This?
Yeah.
I am draped in shadow.
I don't think I'm familiar with that brand.
The shadow betrays you because they belong to me.
Oh, that's one of those niche brands, isn't it?
No, it is my magic. I am writhed in shadow. It is the only place.
Oh, it's one of those wizard-only brands.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Fine.
Got it. So what do you look like underneath all that shadow?
Bane reaches up and like kind of flicks without touching the hood off of her face. She has a very distinct sunburn on the top of her face, and the bottom is much like paler, as if it was covered by something previously.
You know what? Hair and makeup can take care of that. So aside from everything being taken from you, why did you come along? Why are you here with everybody?
I needed assistance in retrieving the artifact that was stolen from me.
So you know him? You sound like you know him.
I do. He is the worst. And he hath taken my family heirloom.
He sounds like the worst.
He's a real piece of garbage. Don't get me started, because I will rant. I will just go on, and it would be extremely painful for you.
And what about for you?
Oh, the pain. The pain is real.
All right, so we'll circle back to this one. Producer, can we circle back to this one later? Can we just make a note to circle back to this? All right. Like, are you just in this for the artifacts, or is there something else you want? Like, I hear there's a pretty substantial cash reward. What would you do with that?
Oh, with money. Presumably, I would spend it on sustenance, shelter, care for the other orphans who require these things. But I am only really interested in getting my vengeance and my artifact back.
Got it. So you're here mostly for the vengeance thing, but, you know, a little bit of charity. I get it. You know, hashtag girl boss it up. So what is there anything you're bringing with you? Like, you said everything was taken from you, but like, Is there anything you got to keep?
Oh, well, not literally everything. Perhaps I was being a tad melodramatic. She says this as she sort of flips the hood back over, and you just kind of see two eyes staring out from under them at you. I bring
melodrama? No.
I bring with me my grimoire that holds the unspoken magics of the dark world. It will assist us greatly in our journey.
So does everybody get one of those cloaks, or is it just you?
No. I was born into the darkness, so they accompany me wherever I go.
I don't know. I think I look really good in like a cloak or something like that. Like a shadowy cloak.
No, again, the shadows belong to me. I refuse to share my secrets.
We'll circle back to that one too, but like just on a you and me thing.
the eyes like slit and narrow. And she starts like kind of fiddling in her seat. She's like, so like, are we done here? Or...
Yeah, I think you were actually the last one. You might have some powder on your shadows. I'm not sure how well that cleans.
Oh,
the person before you was kind of messy, and we did try to clean it up, but it's kind of like glitter sparkles, where it kind of just sticks around.
No, so. Not glitter. It's dry clean no, only. This is what a great way to start this journey. Sparkly shadows, that's perfect. She gets up, and as she's walking away, there's just glitter all over the back of her. She like tries to like mold into the shadows at the back of the room and disappear, but you can still clearly see where she is now.
The bard is just like, work it.
I hate it here.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's why Mothman had to go last. Minimize the powder coating everybody else got.
that checks out.
All right.
So it turns out the shadows have betrayed me.
The shadows were like, ooh, we like this glittery stuff.
We want the yassification of the shadows.
Yassification. Oh my god.
That was a trip, y'all. That was a trip.
Wow, my face hurts.
I am so happy I don't have to keep a straight face while doing Zulius.
My face hurts from laughing too much.
Are the Bane quotes too much, or should I like?
I was trying to get you to say that you would merely adopt the darkness.
Yeah. I'm saving it.
It is fair, which is honestly fair.
The artifact may or may not be a mask. So, I mean, I do have a plan.
It's what covers the top half of the face.
Yeah, we go to Goth City, not as conquerors, but as liberators, to return control of the city to its people. Prelude, do we have to go through the villain? Do we have to introduce the villain?
We do. Before we begin Act 1, let's check in on the villain of our quest. First, we need to decide how dangerous our villain is. We'll do so by simultaneously putting our thumbs up, talented, or down, inept. Take the number of thumbs up and subtract the number of thumbs down. Then look up the results. I think I know the results. Do we still want to take a vote?
No, I want incompetent villains.
Does anybody want to put their thumbs up?
So now that we've gone through our characters, I'm getting very much like a... They actually might be super competent, like a dark side kind of thing, but somehow maybe we'll succeed against them.
Oh, yeah, I kind of want to see these characters so like, up against somebody who's like actually competent.
So like Deathstroke versus the Teen Titans.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's my ex.
Which Deathstroke and which Teen Titans?
Yes.
Yes. So no matter what, Steve is Disco Wing.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
I am biggest Stevis for this game.
And biggest Stevis has a gigantic V-neck, right?
Oh my god. Yes, but not for that reason.
Well, as long as he has the best ass in Goth City, that's all that matters.
No. What matters is the answer to this question. Steve, does the V-neck cover the nipples?
You have to do it, otherwise you have to go through a whole bunch of like loops on YouTube and like Twitch and things like that.
Oh yeah, fair.
It's just easier if you just cover them up at this point, which is a big shame because they're pretty dope.
Tragic. Truly tragic.
I know.
All right. Well, with that argument in mind, yeah, let's escalate from Kite Man to more of a Deathstroke. I'll put my hand up.
All right, yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I love that we had started with like bumbling like and now we're here. This is great.
I will put my thumbs down just to be contrary.
Sure.
So we have a vote of 3. So on a waterbender, the villain is extremely capable and a clear threat to the realm. Have a brief discussion about what the result means, then frame and play out a scene in the villain's lair between them and some minions or captives. I think we've discussed that, what it means. That is kind of like a Deathstroke-y type person, where it's like, I guess in this case it would be more like Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like a Brother Blood kind of situation, where like collecting the artifacts for some
nefarious,
super dark evil means.
For his ascension into godhood.
His ascension into godhood. Yeah, precisely.
So it sounds like you want to be the villain, Peter, in this.
Oh gosh, the question is, could I do a scene though? Like, I can do the voice, but can I do the scene?
So I want to be a minion.
The thing here is, like, there's not a whole lot to have the scene kind of pan out, except we know the scene will happen in a bandit-filled metropolis, most likely.
We need like a villain monologue surrounded or something.
Yeah. Can I suggest to you, Peter, maybe a balcony?
Oh, overlooking the city, swirling some brandy in a giant glass.
Oh gosh, I know what to do now. Oh no.
Just enough prompts. There we go. Is that enough for you to like set the scene for us?
Yeah, at very least, I don't think I can do a monologue, but I do think I can do a bit of a dialogue. I think I need somebody to riff off of. And I think you probably wanted to do a minion.
Yeah, I'll be a minion.
All right.
What was the name of the magic radio that you said, Steve?
Oh, I called it Magic Mouth, which is a D&D spell.
Okay.
Fuck it. Since we're just stealing from things, I'm going to name the villain Saria, because Sorin is copyrighted and I don't want us to get sued.
Saria? Saria.
Saria. No, Saria. S-S-A-R-I-A.
Oh, I was doing the Canadian sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Saria. So yeah. Saria.
Saria. Saria. Makov.
Makov. Milord, yes. Makov.
Yes.
Do you need a captive to call you a monster?
Sure.
Okay. I'm here for that.
Alright, so are we on a balcony or are we in a dungeon? Where are we at? What's the atmosphere?
Hear me out. A giant tower. Mm-hmm. With prisons lining the inside of the tower. And I'm like right at the top, facing a prison that can just see the doorway to the outside, but can't see outside to get any sunlight.
Oh, that's... You're so evil, my lord.
Yeah.
The architecture here.
And I'm definitely have like a glass of like blood red wine.
I am holding a sword and a tray with more wine on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like the sword over one shoulder and the tray mm-hmm. here. And I'm in a little butler outfit.
Beautiful.
Right. And what, Corey and Yvonne, what would you say your names are in this? The minion geez. And the captive.
My name is Roblox.
Oh my god.
I feel like you've got the former ruler of Gothopia or Goth City, Princess Eterna, trapped.
Princess Eterna?
Yep. So she's wearing the classic princess ball gown, the conical hat askew on her perfectly coiffed curls, hands definitely bound behind her back.
Even though she's in the cell.
Even though she's in the cell, yes. Because, you know, can't have people comfortable. Or, like, chained to the sides of, like, the back evil. Of the cell. Yes, for evil. You'll never get away with this, you fiend!
Tell me, princess. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I don't even know what that means. Release me at once! Turn the city to where it belongs, and all of those artifacts, and maybe you won't be destroyed by the heroes that are definitely coming to defeat you.
Oh. They can try, but my ascension will happen whether they like it or not. Isn't that right, Roblox?
But of course, you're the strongest there is!
Yes. No one's quite built like me. One could say.
Yeah, it's a shame that you wouldn't just hand things over. Princess.
This could have gone so much easier.
We're not done fighting yet. I'll get out of here. You are. Well, someone will stop you.
Oh yeah, like who?
Like the heroes that are definitely on their way here right now.
And I think I just look over the balcony and I just look out and I say, it's funny that you say that when there isn't a soul in sight who could save you. Everything the darkness touches belongs to me.
Oh my god.
But sir, what about that other thing that the darkness touches?
What did I say, Roblox? Everything the darkness touches belongs to me. So if the darkness touches it...
But like, even people?
Yes. Well, like... Their souls. So, Roblox, when I finish my ascension, they will understand their place.
Yeah, but like, what about like agency and stuff?
Agency is very important. Roblox yeah, is right.
She gets it.
Their agency will be crushed beneath my heel.
Oh, you're going to have to change some laws if you want to do that kind of stuff.
Sorry, Roblox, did you presume that I would leave the laws as is when I took over?
Oh, well, like, you haven't changed anything yet, so...
No, because I still have to finish my ascension.
Oh, okay, so we're waiting for after.
Yes.
Okay, good plan, boss.
Oh my god.
That's why you're the best.
I deserve the best.
I can't believe your butler's Joy Wheeler. Sorry.
He's also a bodyguard. He has a sword.
And a time wizard?
Right. He has a time roulette. Go.
Roblox, go get me my baby dragon.
At once, sir! And before he leaves, he pours no. more wine into your glass.
Yeah. And I just, like, wait for Roblox to get a little bit out of sight, and I just look at each other, and I'm just like... It's good help hard to find... when you were a princess as well, or is this just a
Oh yes, it was terribly hard to keep good help in the castle.
So it's not just you. Understood, okay.
Maybe you'd have a better time of finding good help if you weren't so evil!
I will have to hire somebody to brainwash people into being better help. Perhaps create thralls. I'm sure that would be easier.
Roblox comes back with a very, with just a dragon egg. He's like, I couldn't find a whole dragon.
And I just like take the egg and I'm like, you know what, Roblox, just hold it until it hatches.
Like, do I gotta sit on it or like?
No, just hold it. Just hold it.
Okay, aye, sir.
And you know what? Just stay right here while holding the egg. Don't move from this spot. When it hatches, I want it to see the world that I have created. So just don't move from this spot.
The world that you'll create after you ascend, which is when again?
I'll let you know when it happens, Roblox. And I just walk off.
Roblox just like looks at the princess and it's like, and just shrugs.
You know, I think that there is a union for people in your position.
He goes, oh yeah, I pay my dues.
You should probably talk to your union rep about this. Making you stand with an egg for however long doesn't seem... I mean, do you have breaks? Like, when is your lunch break?
Breaks?
Oh, honey. And I think that's probably where you keep time.
I think that's where the scene ends, just like, oh, honey.
That was Roblox? Amazing. Oh my god.
Wonderful. I was dying.
I was gonna I started with Jeeves and then just was like, you know what, no. We gotta go full Wheeler.
I just have this squishmallow pressed against my face.
Sorry, you mentioned balcony and all I could think of was that scene where Joker was just like, tell me, Batman, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Right? It's classic. Look, for our listeners here, if you ever need a villain to feel like a villain, put him on a balcony with a captive. Like, you can't get any more classic than that.
See, I thought you were going to say Jack Nicholson's Joker, which, like, also true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this dark gratification. I don't need the Nolanification of Joker. I want to go back to like, Tim Burton's Joker. Like, that was a good level.
But you're like, you're chill with like Nolan's like Bane, right?
Aside from him being white, yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Because I'm not changing my theme. I'm too invested in this.
I have a lot of issues with Christopher Nolan and his issues, but aside from the whitewashing, Bane is pretty decent.
And your wizard is fantastic. Please don't change that.
Yeah.
Just shadow gremlin.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
So we did that. We did.
Sure did.
We're on a mission to stop
the thing we did.
Saria Makov and Makov and save Princess Eternia.
Before it's too late.
Of Goth City.
And save Goth City.
Goth Ant City.
Yep.
Yes, Goth Ant City. Ooh, we could have ant bandits running around.
Oh, no.
Yes, and.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, now I'm here for that. All right.
I want to see an ant try and use a bow.
Okay, oh, Mothman is gonna wreck house.
Oh yeah. Mothman's just gonna be like, oh, finally, this is what I've been looking forward to.
This is what I've been training for. Ah, you come back to your city to die.
Tell me, Ant, do you understand fair?
Do you feel in charge? Puts one hand on his shoulder.
Oh my
Tell
god.
Tell me how Faye feels.
Oh no.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
Tell me, Aunt, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Why do people keep saying that to me?
What does it mean? It means we've all watched one movie. We've all watched one.
Swear to me.
So, this is going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. All
right.
Wait, before we start wrapping up, what does Saria look like?
Honestly, I'm just picturing Zorin Markov, which is just this big like bold vampire dude.
Oh, okay. Very Castlevania Dracula.
Yeah, very Castlevania Dracula. To the point where I think they actually got one of the artists of Castlevania to draw him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the magic vampire.
Yep, that's him.
There we go. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah, this dude.
Is he actually a vampire?
Saria? No, I don't think so.
Okay. He's just an evil wizard.
Yeah, I was just going for the aesthetic.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm hyped.
This is gonna be so good.
It is. My face hurts.
I hope Roblox comes back.
I hope so too.
100%. I'll die on this. Roblox has to come back.
He's got to be there for the final battle.
I don't
know. He's got to
see the final battle.
I wonder what kind of dragon is going to hatch out of the egg.
Ooh.
Potentially a red eyes black dragon.
Surprise, it's a blue eyes white dragon, Jody.
No!
That's why it's my dragon.
Bet you didn't see this coming.
Pot of greed!
Screw the rules, I have money.
That's how it do, Yug.
Oh. All right, and then before we say something that does break copyright,
just fully devolve into four kids shenanigans.
It's not like we haven't like skirted those lines in many episodes of this podcast.
Oh, for sure, but straight up quoting not just Yu-Gi-Oh, but Yu-Gi-Oh the Abridged series might get us in trouble.
Yeah, fair.
Like, not even changing it a little bit. Like, we're not even following the serial number. We're just straight up like, hey, Yugs.
Hey, Saria.
I don't know. I think the use of it seems pretty fair to me.
I gotta pay.
Yeah, it's for parody purposes, right?
Yeah. It's fair use. Mm-hmm. He's transformative. He's Roblox, not Joey Wheeler.
Thank you so much for listening to the first part of the Just Roll With It team's game of Randy Lubin's Behind the Magic, where we created and introduced the characters who will be going off on whatever these wacky adventures are to stop Saria Markov's ascent into godhood. You can find Steve at DM Steve on Twitter and on Asians Represent on Twitch, YouTube, Patreon, Twitter, and wherever you might listen to podcasts.
And you can find Yvonne at YTristani on Instagram.
You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, and Blogspot, where we'll post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episodes for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at TheChaoticSuper on Twitter, itch.io, and Patreon. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslandersCaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, and Instagram. Music by Ader41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease. And on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, I hope that you come back next time for the next episode of Wizard Quest to see what absolute disasters this band of adventurers manages to get themselves into.